Around noon on the first Saturday of December, Clayton resident LaTanya Gillum was leaving her house to make a food run.
And I'm walking out the door, and I'm getting to my walkway, and something jumps up at me. And I was really shocked at first because I didn't expect to see a grasshopper out in December.
So she brought out her two sons, who love scavenging for bugs. Her youngest, who's 5, captured the grasshopper.
You know, I hadn't seen a grasshopper that big all summer.
And it didn't stop there. She also saw
a lot of disoriented flies. They're flying very slowly right now. I think they're kind of confused.
After the rainstorm on Christmas Day, she and her sons collected worms from the driveway and placed them in the compost bin. This would be a normal activity in August and September, but this is the first time she's done it in December.
If this is indicative that we've gotten to the tipping point with climate change or global warming, whatever, you know, people want to call it these days, just because this isn't the norm that I grew up with. Are we at that point where we can't fix what we've done?
I would not describe it that way. It's not going to be a single threshold where the next day everything's different. It's going to be long-term patterns that emerge over time. And sometimes these patterns emerge so slowly we don't even recognize them.
Doug Talamy is an entomology professor at University of Delaware.
That large grasshopper she saw, it's a common species that is typically abundant in September. And they hang around till they're killed by frost. It obviously wasn't killed even in December.
This past December was the warmest and wettest December on record for the U.S., partly due to El Nino weather patterns. In Delaware, there were several days last month that were 20 to 30 degrees above normal, including Christmas Eve when the high temperature in Georgetown hit a record 72 degrees. Insects and other bugs respond to a lot of different cues in their environment. And when fall becomes winter, Talamy says they usually respond to a combination of temperature and photoperiod or day length changes. Some bugs, like LaTanya's grasshopper, will typically die off or go dormant when it gets below freezing for a sustained amount of time, and some will disappear as soon as the days get shorter.
There's a whole bunch you're not seeing because they responded to photoperiod.
And USDA entomologist Don Weber says the bugs that go to bed as soon as the days grow dimmer might deal better with weird seasons than those that get chased out by the cold.
So if they're responding to photoperiod, they're going to be better adapted to these type of late fall, early winter, warm times. If they're primarily responding to temperature and then we have these warm periods and all of a sudden we have a cold snap, that may hurt them quite a bit.
Talamy says there are a number of butterflies like the white cloak and the cabbage butterfly that live through the winter as adults. But in the wintertime, they usually hang out in a log or somewhere tucked away. That's how they can conserve their energy until springtime when there are things to forage again. The unseasonably warm weather, however, could cause them to venture out, which Talamy says isn't good if it happens for several days in a row in the winter.
If they're out flying around, it's the same thing. They will use up their fat reserves that they need to make it through the winter on those warm days. And without flowering plants to recharge, that can hurt them.
On ICChange.org, citizens reported seeing flowers in bloom and trees growing buds in December. And while the USDA's Don Weber says that this surge in plant activity might encourage other bugs to also be active, Doug Talamy says the flowers that have sprouted in December are too sporadic to help pollinating insects regain their fat reserves.
And if the weather conditions are such that pollinators are active, they will overwhelm those few flowers that have popped. You know, there's always a few forsythia, and I heard a few azaleas blooming, but it's a few, and people take notice of it because it's not supposed to happen, but I don't think it's nearly enough to actually make a big difference.
Even though there were many warm days this past December, it's hard to say how abnormal the weather was in the insect world.
Yeah, it's pushing it. But, you know, record-breaking temperatures, that just means within our recorded history, which is a little more than 100 years, that's not that long in terms of what insects are adapted to.
And the lack of a long-term record on bug activity makes it hard to know what is and isn't strange.
Any one year, it's hard to judge, okay, is this weird? How weird is it? In the context of long-term temperature data, we have that. But in the context of long-term data about exactly when insects are sighted and where and what plants are blooming or not. We don't have as good a database.
The entomologists are both confident that the insects and other bugs will be able to adapt to any random temperature swings that happen in the near future because the bugs have done so for thousands and thousands of years. What's less certain is how they'll deal with the long-term climate shifts and potentially permanent changes to the seasons. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Eli Chen.